variety of people. Here I am with another interview, and this time in Venice I'm talking to the director of Cloud. You know him all. He's Kiyoshi Kurosawa. Hi, it's so good to meet you.
Konnichiwa.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And you're incredibly prolific this year, because this is like your third movie. You just had another one upcoming that's gonna be in San Sebastian. You had one at Berlinale, that was Chime, and now you here have Cloud. How do you do it?
So,
今回今年はなんかすごく多作な年で、私が間違いがなければ今回の3本目の制作の映画ということで、サンセバスチャンとか他の映画祭とかもいろんなところに出してるって思うんですけれども、すごいですね。常について泣き込むとね、いやいや、自分でも驚いています。昨年全て、昨年作ったんですけども、3本作ることになりました。多分自分の人生の中でも最も忙しい1年でしたね。まあその前、まあCOVIDがあったりして、ちょっと数年と全然映画が撮れない時期があったので、まあそのツケが回ってきたんだろうと思っています。
I myself also very surprised of this year's many movies making. So actually, shooting was already done all the three movies last year. But this time, this year's is coming. And so I have to say that the last year and this year is maybe that for me is the busiest period in my career. But I think there is a reason, because with the COVID there was interrupted for some period, and that's So I didn't make many works or during the COVID period. So that's why it's now it's all coming now.
The story is a very timely, very interesting subject. It deals with a young guy who tries a get-rich-quick scheme on the internet by reselling stuff, and then has to deal with the aggressive fallout when his business does go awry. How did the story come to you, and how did you develop it?
So, 今回の映画のテーマというのは非常に面白いものが入っていると思います。まあ、若い青年が転売で儲ける。ですけども、今度は非常に集団のグループに襲われてしまうというような話ですけれども、どのようにしてこのアイデアが生まれたのでしょうか。
転売屋というのは実は友人に転売をやっている男がいて、非常に興味深く彼らの話を聞いた。 のが最初のきっかけでした。どういうことかというと、犯罪をしているわけではないんですね。で、ただ非常に一歩間違うと犯罪というギリギリのところで、商品を安く売って高く買ってというところなんですけど、これ多くの企業とか会社がどこでもやっていることですよね。 資本主義って結局そういうことで動いていると思います。ですからそれを、実は大きな会社がやっているようなことを、彼はたった一人でやっています。ですから会社にもし所属していれば、そのリスクというのはなく安心して働けたんでしょうけど、会社がやっているようなことを全部一人で担うと、やはりリスクも多く敵も多く作るという、 非常に現代的な資本主義の一つの中で生きていく生き方として、その、シンボリックだなと思って、この主人公をこの仕事にすることにしました。
So as to the team, so and I have a friend of mine who is a reseller as job. He's doing as job. So when I heard about his stories, it was very interesting. So that's why I wanted to took also the hint from his story, and I wanted to put this project there. So, but he's just selling. So he's buying something very low cost, and he's buying very expensive. But it's not criminal. So it's not so outlaw, and just doing business. So I think all the many companies, companies are also doing this. So selling and trading companies are doing this. And of course, if you have as a company, so we have many people are working, and you have also the risk management. But if you are doing alone, so you have to take all the risks, and that's why, and also you have the risks, and also maybe you can have the enemies. And I think that was very contemporary. It's also reflecting a very contemporary in capitalism. That's why I wanted to use this theme in my story.
And there's also this interesting idea how rage is kind of manipulated and then heightened by the internet, which we all know if, for example, people just comment on a thread and it gets more and more aggressive. And here we literally have people getting together to hunt this guy down, even though, as you said, he hasn't really done anything very criminal. And things like that actually did happen in real life, for all I know. So how much of the story did you connect to those also like political and media political issues?
これはなかなか重要な質問だと思います。まあ、実際にこれに近い事件は日本で起こったことがあります。それは大きなこの映画のヒントになりました。もう何年も前ですけど、本当インターネットで知り合った全く他人同士が 4,5 人ですけど集まって一人の人間を面白半分になんかむしゃくしゃした気分、欲求不満を晴らすために本当に殺してしまった事件がありました。その時一番驚いたのはインターネットというものの怖さもあるんですが、全然いろんな環境にいる全然違うところで生きている人たちが共通してなんかむしゃくしゃする、イライラする、なんか欲求不満だというような思いを共通してみんな持ってしまっているということに一番、驚きと恐怖を感じましたですね。その事件をヒントになっています。
Yes, actually I took from the real incident that occurred some time ago in Japan. So there are some guys, four or five people, that they met each other on the internet side, and they are just the beginning was they are just chatting, discussing, talking about nothing, but maybe they had inside of them had more frustrations or more problems, and somehow they are just joking, they decided to kill a person, and really they did this homicide. So that's why, and when I heard about this incident, it was very shocking. And you can also hear that, so here is the some kind of fear of the internet, but it's not this, but many people who are using the internet who has also problem and frustrations, they are just giving away on the internet, and that could also connect to the some criminal homicide or something like this. It was very shocking, and that's why also I wanted to use some kind of from this, some hint of from this story.
You like to pull the carpet underway from the watcher's like feet again and again. You have a lot of twist endings in your movies. Why is that, and how do you develop all those twists over again so that we never know where the story leads us?
それは僕の映画の特徴だと思いますが、これはもうそうならざるを得ないんですね。いつも何かっていうと、やはり映画を作るというのはどういう仕事かっていうと、フィクション、まあ現実ではありえないあるフィクションとまさに現実世界をうまく組み合わせて絡み合わせて、半分はもちろん現実そのものでも半分は、フィクションっていうその中間的なものを作っていく仕事だ、それが映画作りだといつも思っています。
So, it's true that I think that the very characteristic of my movies are this combination of the very different two twisting scenes. So I think the job of the movie director is somehow we have to combine the reality and the fiction, and we have to find this neutral way to move and to show something that it is a, it does exist, but it doesn't. It's a fiction. So this is, I think, a very important to making movie to do, and I think also one of my strong point of my movies.
ですから、もう単純にアクション映画作りたいなという非常にプリミティブな欲望があったとしても、そう簡単にそれは実現できないんですね。現実の中でどうやったらそれができるのか。しかも映画は一人で作るわけではありません。スタッフも俳優もプロデューサーもみんながまず共有しなければいけない。ですからそこにはいろんな要素が入ってきて、やっとアクションならアクションのようなものにだんだんなっていく。これはもう映画作りの現代映画を作る上でのもう必ず通過しなければいけない作業ですね。そこでいろんなものが絡まって最終的にやりたかったものに到着する。これはまあ僕だけではない。本当に現代映画を作る人がみんなやっている行為だと思います。
So the beginning was originally a beginning was I wanted to make shoot action movie, but it's not enough. That was my just a primitive desire, but it's not enough because we have to combine somehow in the reality that we can facing. So and making movie is also not your.You are not doing alone, but with staff and the producer and with many people, we have to share the ideas. So that's why also the many elements are twisting and also the combining in the movie. And I think this is a very important aspect of the contemporary movies because all the people are the movie doing like this because only just one desire, you cannot make a movie, but we have to combine different ideas andWe have to work with different people.
Just a final question.
Just one more question.
Sorry,
because we are waiting
so much more content from our podcast here live from Venice, and there will be more interviews. So stay with us, and we hear each other again. I'm Lida. Goodbye.